has some questions which he now wishes to answer. And like Mr. Hodgson, a written copy of the answers will be given at the soonest time possible.
Good afternoon. The question that arose yesterday was, can Mr. Morgan please read the evidence from Beef and Lamb New Zealand and consider their definition of critical source areas? Can you advise the panel if you think this definition is, in your opinion, a more practicable and easily understood definition for farmers compared to the definition currently in Appendix N? And the response to that question is yes to both questions. In my opinion, the definition is both more practicable and more easily understood. Just to go back a little, the definition of the critical source area in the glossary of the proposed plan, which comes from Dairy New Zealand documents, is areas of enriched nutrient or sediment sources and hydrological activity that occur in small parts of a catchment or farm but contribute a disproportionately large amount of nutrient or sediment to the environment. For example, steep hills, gullies or swales. The suggested definition from Beef and Lamb New Zealand is, a critical source area is a landscape feature like a gully, swale or depression that accumulates runoff from adjacent flats and slopes and delivers it to surface waterways such as rivers and lakes, artificial waterways and field tiles. And, the second part to the definition, areas which arise through land use activities and management approaches such as cultivation and winter grazing, which result in contaminants being discharged from the activity and being delivered to surface waterways. My view is that the Beef and Lamb New Zealand definition helps farmers to link critical source areas to receiving water bodies and enables them to critically assess those CSAs and develop appropriate mitigations. The only suggestion I would have to improve the definition is to insert the words sediment and nutrients into the first section of the definition after the word runoff. I also revisited the Environment Southland fact sheet on critical source areas and noted that it actually uses the first part of the Beef and Lamb definition. This fact sheet is widely distributed throughout Southland's farming community.
Thank you, it's very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. We now